Euros, apparently. Yeah. And we're through to the bit now where if someone loses, they go out.
Yeah.
And England tonight are playing Iceland. And me and Ed, personally, knowing very little about football, but feeling we've never really seen Iceland in a big tournament.
No.
We're in for a shoo-in.
Didn't even know they had a team. but I've got a mate who's Icelandic.
Mm.
Andreas. Andreas, on the phone, will you win this evening?
Of course.
Is that false, fake hope, Andreas?
No, it's not. I mean, I support both Iceland and England, so it can't go wrong, can it?
No, actually, yeah.
Can't go wrong for you, but it could go wrong for one of the teams and the countries. It's fair to say, though, until Iceland got through to the next round, I don't think anyone was expecting it, were they?
No, not the general public in the world, but I think us, the Icelanders, we believed for the whole time that they would get through.
Did you really?
I think it was a fair chance, to be honest.
But where have you been? Well, because I feel like I've never seen you in a World Cup or anything, no offence.
No, but we never lost.
That's a good point. Never lost one match in the World Cup.
You're amazing.
We were never there.
Listen, this is my favourite thing about Iceland. You might spot this.
I wake up four times a night with this, but I always smile.
Is that just how people roll in Iceland?
Yeah. People in Iceland are fantastic, I have to say that. Well, listen, all the best for the match, but I have a feeling you might be going down this evening.
Thank you for that, and likewise. It will be a great game, and I'm sure Iceland will get it 2-1.
Oh, you think? Oh, that's fighting talk, mate.